This is KCUR. I'm Gina Kaufman. So you're driving around Kansas City, or maybe walking, or riding a bike, and you notice something. A weird statue, a mysterious storefront, or some other architectural oddity, and you think,
what is that?
What is that?
What is that?
What is that?
This time we were taken by a gleaming, curvaceous building at 9th and Paseo, just east of downtown Kansas City. Susan B. Wilson looked into it.
If you are like me, it was impossible to drive past the building on 9th and Paseo without slowing down to look at it. That is, the facade of wavy, almost undulating metal, soaring upward and ending with an angled, roundish roof. But it's like a mystery. The building has no sign. After turning the corner on 9th Street, finally a door. Turns out, this is the headquarters of the A. Zahner Company, the 118-year-old award-winning engineering and architectural firm. So why did Zahner Company go to such great lengths to make the building a masterpiece? L. William Zahner, company president and the great-grandson of the company's founder, explains it this way.
People come by and see it, and they go, what is it? We don't have a sign on the building. It's simply a statement of who we are.
Their claim to fame? Turning metal and glass into facades and walls that are works of art. The building facade looks like ocean currents to me. But Zahner calls the facade a cloud wall, which was inspired by patterns in sand dunes.
It takes on these different characteristics as light hits it from different sides, and it's made of aluminum and glass, only two materials.
But the cloud wall is not just a pretty face. The facade serves an important purpose. It helped the company develop new architectural techniques as well as a way to market the company's expertise.
The glass system, for instance, is one of our inventions, and we wanted to see if it would work along with these fins, what we call fins, that generate the form.
Zahner says they not only tested the design, but people liked it so much that now they're doing similar projects in San Diego and elsewhere.
So it actually has created work for people in Kansas City.
Zahner is used to people's reaction of surprise and curiosity. He says the building turned the head of a sheikh from Saudi Arabia who was coming to Kansas City to discuss a project.
We had a driver pick him up and brings him down Paseo, and he sees our building and he says, stop. The driver says, well, what do you want? He goes, I want to get a picture of that building. And the driver turned to him and he says, but that's where you're going.
The self-cleaning outer shell took 3 months to build.
It was like creating big aircraft parts.
And was constructed right inside the building.
Because the inside of the space is just as remarkable as the outside. It's a big open space, cranes inside it, and workers are putting together some incredible projects that we end up shipping all over the world.
It's somewhat unusual to find a global company in the central city. But Zahner says the company has a history in the location and it fits their current needs.
We like being this sort of jewel, hidden jewel on the east side of downtown, but it's very convenient in a real respect for us to get on the highways, go anywhere we need to go.
The Kansas City landscape holds numerous examples of Zahner's combination of fine architecture and art, including the Crown at the Royal Stadium and the Kauffman Performing Arts Center. But the Kansas City firm has made its mark globally, too, from the embassy in Jakarta to the Chicago Band Shell in Millennial Park. But Zahner says he likes local recognition, too.
You know, just having this interview with you and your interest in the building is kind of nice because it means something different.
And Zahner says they will continue their work with artists and architects to push the boundary of technology and engineering, whether it's at 9th and Paseo or around the world.